Strange things happen in the Omani village of Bahala. Fires are said to erupt spontaneously in the winter desert. Walls crumble and refuse to be rebuilt. This, locals say, is the work of the jinn, supernatural creatures known in Middle Eastern legend. The town is famous for them. NPR's Ruth Sherlock recently visited.
The oasis village of Bahla is steeped in custom. Outside a mosque, beneath palm trees laden with dates, men in white traditional robes take part in an auction for this year's crop of the fruit. We ask an elderly bystander for stories of the jinn.
The jinn?
No, 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 this is none of my business, he says, and turns away. This teenager wears a ring with a black stone to protect him from the spirits. He says if he talks about them more, they'll haunt him at night. We walk into a small pottery factory where owner Saeed Al Adawi sits at the potter's wheel. We ask about the myth that jinns like to live in these terracotta jars.
So his father said that a jinn used to be here that he saw. It was a female jinn.
Adawi says she was peaceful. He thinks jinns rarely affect humans, though he's not afraid to use their myth for a little fun.
The local kids would come and break things. So one day I decided to dress up I wore a rice bag and I scared the kids.
The kids never came near the factory again. People here talk about jinn in the way that people in the West sometimes talk about ghosts or spirits. Historians say the legend of jinn in Bahla may be rooted in the 12th century, when it was a military and religious center, and its rulers wanted to discourage locals from going outside the fortress walls into the desert. Rumors spread of evil spirits who kidnap residents. Harib al-Shukhaili invites us into his home. Frankincense fills the air in the living room, which has sky blue walls. He takes us into a back room, where the shelves are filled with herbs and potions. Then he beats a drum that he says invokes the jinn. Shukhaili, it turns out, is a muallim, or an exorcist. He's careful talking about it in public because anything considered black magic is banned by religious leaders in Oman. He points out, though, that jinn are mentioned in the Quran, and he says he uses the Quran to help the possessed. People come to him if they're sick or suffering a trauma. He tells my colleague Lama Al-Aryan that she has been cursed by the evil eye of a jealous friend, and he offers to help.
He said that this is going to change my life, so let's see.
He lays her on the ground with her bare feet in a tray of yellow water and covers her in a gold and purple veil. Then we have to stop recording.
Closing the microphone.
He prays over Lama and sprays water on her body. Shukhaili says Lama's curse is easy to fix. He says for jinn possessions, it can take a group to exorcise the spirit. And then he plays us a recording of a recent ritual ceremony. It happened outside, at night, around a fire. The group moved in a circle and let the jinn be carried away by the music. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Bahla, Oman.